Major story of the day, of course, the appearance on Capitol Hill of Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, a key figure in the whole Ukraine controversy, and he has delivered a mountain of information this morning. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign following along as the committee has taken a break following the Democratic chair and Democratic counsel's questioning of Sondland.
Yeah, 5 to 10 minute break just ordered by Chair Adam Schiff. Seemed to be at the request of the witness, Gordon Sondland. Schiff and his counsel, Dan Goldman, had just wrapped up their questions, and Devin Nunes was about to start. So after the break, you know, they called it 5 to 10. It's probably more like 15 to 20. It'll be Devin Nunes' turn. You know, the word bombshell is thrown around a lot in trials and hearings, but I think it applies today with the testimony from Gordon Sondland, who has made clear from his point of view that he was running an official White House operation, not a rogue operation. There was a quid pro quo with Ukraine, and everyone was in the loop. In his words, it was no secret. The president, the vice president, the secretary of state, all the way from the top, they were all involved. They all knew. And that's how it was from his point of view. Now, we'll see how the Republicans handle that in their cross-examination coming up. But this testimony really implicates the president and refutes most of what the Republicans have been saying. There was no quid pro quo. There was nothing. I guess they can fall back on it. It's okay for him to do it. It's not wrong. And that's in the eye of the beholder.
Doug, one of the storylines had long been, if you know, the John Bolton theory that there was sort of this rogue operation going on, and he had identified, according to the testimony of others, Rudy Giuliani as running this, quote, drug deal. Well, this makes it clear from Sondland's perspective, if what he's saying is true, that it wasn't Rudy Giuliani running it, he was simply carrying it out.
Well, he made clear that as far as he was concerned, Rudy Giuliani spoke for the president, and that the president said to him, talk to Rudy, have Rudy handle it, that Mr. Trump had delegated this responsibility to Rudy Giuliani, who was his point person on Ukraine, and they were to follow whatever Rudy Giuliani told them to do. And Sondland said he didn't want to do that. He thinks the State Department should be running foreign policy, but it was clear from what the president told him that Rudy Giuliani was his point man on Ukraine, and that's how it was. So while John Bolton, the National Security Advisor, may have been out of the loop, and he hasn't, well, he has mentioned Bolton, actually, but while he may have considered it something of a parallel operation, from Sondland's point of view, it was all coming from the president.
Doug Sovereign, our KCBS political reporter.